Om Shanti.
We need such power, so much silence power within us. So Baba added, those who have the power of concentration would be able to give such order to nature. We will have to become the master of nature who practice that. So about silence power, I would remind you one beautiful thing written in Laukik Gita. Although people don't know about that, even scholars of Gita could not understand, they are Master Almighty. And the meaning of that in a verse is, it has been mentioned, O Arjuna, a yogi whose mind has become thoughtless. A yogi whose mind is thoughtless, obstacles cannot come on their way, is very, very benevolent to this world. His presence, only his presence, is very, very significant, very benevolent, very useful for this human world tree. So when I read it, just with the help of Master Almighty, this. So I wanted to know how scholars of Gita had explained it. So I had some comments of Gita. Comments means people have written their own comments on Gita, many, thousands. So all problems and obstacles will be destroyed. How? So very good example. And I found that no one had explained this. They just gave example that in the ancient period of time, here was a great monk. His presence was so nice for the world. He could do this, this, this. So they have given some examples. Scientist of Japan, just one of great monk example. They took two glasses of water, same water. On one glass, monks, sannyasis, yogis. But its explanation is, when our mind is thoughtless, we know it means, when our mind comes in one thought for some time, we call it thoughtlessness. In such love, on another, hate. Put those glasses to whole night in the morning. When they check the state of mind, our mind, the water of mind, is spread out most powerful energy. And that energy bring benefit to this world. So the presence of such a yogi, who is very pure, whose mind is silent, is very benevolent to this world. Those glasses, what did they find? The water written love got very good positive vibrations in it. Therefore, Baba in his Murli used to say, yogi children are my most cooperative children. One who is yogi gives me most. And the word glass written hate had very dirty vibrations in it. Cooperation in. So when I listened it when I saw it in a video, VCD, one brother brought to me this divine task. In Hindi, words are quite similar. Yogi is Sahayogi. Sahayogi means cooperative. So we are such yogi. Silence means when mind becomes silent. Although I was thinking, if words can create vibrations, only practice yoga, the word love. Think just deeply. If we have loveful feeling for others, what those feelings will create in their mind? They will change everything. Take one example. Suppose a Brahmin soul king get up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, do very good yoga, very powerful yoga, receive energy from Baba, make one full, but whole day. What our purity will do to this nature, our purity will purify entire nature. And what practice of Master Almighty will do? Think, when we are in this awareness, I am Master Almighty, from me, means from each part of my body, the rays of might are spreading out. When you are in this feeling, thoughts are uncontrolled, thoughts, speed of thought is very big. He gets a little angry sometime, or he speaks, so these vibrations, some harsh words to others, so his entire energy, sense of might will destroy all kinds of negativity, problems. Because according to Baba's versions, problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind, negative mind, impure mind. If our thoughts become positive and powerful, we can live a life without problems. So no problem is the slogan of this year. And in order to experience this in life, just one practice is sufficient. I am Master Almighty. Again in morning hours will finish. Again till night he will become empty. So although he did good yoga, but he could not slow down the speed of mind, his speed was fast. So his entire energy lost. Therefore Baba used this word silence power. Agree? Can you do it? Very good awareness, first of all. Nowadays, I am doing one type of experiences in my life and teaching those experiences to all. Our professor of psychology sitting here, Naveen Bhai, right? Vipin Bhai, Dr. Vipin Bhai, father of, yes please both stand up, father of this brother Hema, Hemant, Hema, Hemant, Hemant. It's in Hindi, Hemant. Now you have to become double foreigner, Hemant. So, one very good thing in psychology, very good approach, very through the silence of mind, we can preserve that power which we gained from Baba. It's very, very important. Therefore, in our yoga practice, in the beginning, we used to observe your silence many times till Didi Manmohini was here, by the use of the power of our subconscious mind. And very simple thing, early morning, when we get up in the morning, time, our first 10 minutes are most important, most valuable period for us. 10 seconds. So the thought you create in your mind, they enter your subconscious mind. And subconscious mind accept them. And subconscious mind will do accordingly. These are the thoughts which we feed into our subconscious mind, which determine our future. Be careful. Our each thought is going to our subconscious mind. And always Sunday and Thursday was making our silence day. Didi used to take round everywhere in the yajna. Are all observing silence? And on seeing Didi, all were silent. And it was a very good thing. I share one experience, it came up in my mind. It would be the year of 74 or 73. One day, Dadi was reading Murli, Avyakt Murli, on Sunday. And in Murli, Baba was life accordingly, making our future accordingly. Those who have the thoughts of hatred, saying about it, thoughts of enmity, negative thoughts in the mind, thoughts of jealousy, can never enjoy happy and peaceful life. Because subconscious mind will accept them and will react accordingly. So, in the early morning, first 10 minutes, we should create the thoughts of self-respect. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. Give such thoughts to your subconscious mind. I am world benefactor. I am the destroyer of obstacles. Observing silence. I am Sir All Madhuban Nivasi suggested Dadiji, we should observe silence for 1 month. Because at that time there was not so big service, not parties. Dadi said, it's a good thing. Let from today we observe silence. Supremely pure soul. Give such thoughts to your subconscious mind. And you will become the same. It's true. If you do it continually for 15 days, one thing for 15 days, your life will become very good. Contentment, peace, happiness, fearlessness will come in your life naturally. Baba used to give one thought many times in his Avyakt Murlis. When many children ask him, Baba, we can't get rid of anger. Baba speaks always about anger. So he used to say, because you say anger once, so I share you the experience of first day. First day, Madhuban had become like soul world. Really. I remember that day, soul world. Because outsiders were not allowed to come in Madhuban, inside. No one was talking. All were doing good yoga. Second day, again, soul world. My nature, Baba. You say, my nature, so it has become your nature. See how deep psychology is here behind this thought. My third day nature. So I teach to many, to all, that in the morning, in those 10 minutes, you can create such thought at least 7 times. 7 times, same time, for 7 times, anger with good feelings. Anger is not my nature. My nature is peace. Anger is not my nature. My nature is peace. Repeat it 7 times. And you will find your anger will leave you forever. You can use this technique for all kinds of efforts in life. Don't think, my yoga is not good. I can never become yogi. This is what many Brahmins think like this. Oh, purity. Very difficult. I cannot become very pure. No. In the morning, subtle world. 4th day, subtle world. 5th day, subtle world. Then, many got bored. You can give all this silence. Oh. Those who were not used to of silence, they got bored. They said, no, it's okay, finish it. So after 5 days, it became normal. But I share you one thing. In these 5 days, very great thing, it's a philosophical secret, all were free. Those who you thought to your mind, I am a yogi soul, I am the conqueror of Maya, my victory is sure. Give this thought to your subconscious mind, and subconscious mind will make everything easy. So now, come to the next point. So I was talking about Master Almighty. Accept it. Since I became Baba's child, very good point from Baba's Murli. Since the moment I became Baba's child, Baba has given me a gift on my birthday, and that gift was the gift of all powers. For 1 minute. Now feel it. So accept it. Do accept it. Baba has given me all of his powers as a gift of my birthday. So I am Master. I am Master Almighty. It's true that we are Master Almighty. All mights of God has to say they are very busy, lot of service, they have to do this, 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 this. They experience there was no work to do for them. Come down. So it was a good thing to understand that we are busy because our mind is busy. We are busy because we keep our mouth busy. We keep our tongue busy. We keep eating and drinking. We keep talking all the time, thinking unnecessarily. To me, give this thought to yourself. All powers of Almighty has entered. Therefore we are within me. I am Master Almighty. Accept it. So remember one thing, we have to accept the reality and then it will become real. Accept the reality and it will become real in life. So with the help of Master Almighty, we will enjoy no problem in life. No problem. I would also like to to share one very important thing to you. Problems are not problems until our attitudes towards them is like that. We think, oh, this is a big problem. Very big problem. Always problem in life. Oh, Brahmin life is full of problems. Change your attitudes. Problems are not important. Our attitudes are important. Yesterday, Baba also mentioned, this is the end of Kali Yuga. Very busy. If we control them, many hours we can spare in our day. So those days, Baba gave one point to experiment, although it's a topic, very good topic, how to keep our minds silent. I will say something to you which will be very useful to you, but I would share that experience. Baba gave one point. In Sindhi there was a saying, Baba told that thing, its English is, excel. If at the end problems won't be here, what else will be here? It's not golden age. It's end of Kali Yuga. A person who climbs up to the Mount Everest, think, he is determined, he is ready to face all problems of the way. He knows that as more as I will go up, 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 storms, problems will come there. I will have to face them. I can slip down, I can die. He knows it. Same thing, we are Brahmins living in this Kali-yugi world full of viciousness, full of negativity. Everything is full, negativity full. So we accept that, we must accept that we are more powerful than all these things. Accept this thought. We are more powerful than the problems. This thought will help you a lot. So this way, make yourself easy. Many, many Brahmins, after becoming Brahmins, coming to this big family, they find everything difficult. Oh, such a big family. Yet economy. Economy, but excellent. You should use less money, and work should be done very excellent. So then Baba defined it this way, if you use less thoughts, your work will become excellent. If you speak less, if you use your words less, your work will be heavily. Lot of mutual clash is here. Discontentment is here. Many negativity is here. Many used to say, oh, this spiritual politics is here. A new word, spiritual politics. So spiritual politics must be very good. Excellent. Yogi politics is the worst. So avoid, become free from such thoughts. Make your mind full of positivity. Now 5 points, 40, zero, you know, hero. And Baba's words are, those who become zero will become hero actors at the end. Such a beautiful time is waiting for us. Worst time of destruction is also about to come, but a most beautiful time is also waiting for his great hero actors. Some Brahmins are going to become hero actors on this stage of war. So I experimented this in kitchen. I was in kitchen, I used to cook. So I thought that I will check timing, that if I finish my work within 2 hours, normally, every day, I do work, I finish, complete my work within 2 hours. But if I am in good yoga, if my mind is silent, if his speed is very slow, what happens then? How power of mind influences the work? So they will become great lighthouse, not a small lighthouse. They will give light to the world, vibrations to the world, complete knowledge to notice the world. So, those who become zero, means soul conscious, they will become perfectly pure, very good yogi, they will become very powerful souls, free from all types of negativity, and through their drashti, through their words, through their vibrations, they will play very important role on this world stage. 4 other tips, now you have to repeat. I want to know how much you remember the points of Babaji Murali. First one was? Well wishes, good wishes. Second? Good thoughts, pure thoughts. Hindi words are very good, very similar. Subchintan, subchintak, subchintan, sub vratti or sub vibrations. In English? Pure attitude. That work of 1 hour was done within 40 minutes. I was not doing quickly. No hurry, silently. Mind was very silent because I had time. I can do in 3 hours too. So I did silently, patiently, very peacefully, and work of 1 hour was finished within 40 minutes. Second experiment I did, I used to go every time to honeymoon point there, you know, 3 times every day I used to walk there. So I noticed that it takes 18 minutes when I walk very fast. Even my legs tired, calf tired. I just and pure atmosphere, pure vibrations. Not only pure, actually sub, Hindi word is sub. Sub means the thing which brings benevolence, auspicious. So we have to follow these 4 things. So very simply, now it's not enough that we repeat them, but we have to learn. We have to learn. 4, having well wishes in our feelings for this entire world. Just, I would say you only one thing, everyone must practice every day that I am world benefactor. Give this thought to your subconscious mind in the morning time. I am world benefactor. Just by having this thought in mind, vibrations, very good vibrations will spread out. I am world benefactor. Do you think so? All are world benefactor? Walk fast and I reach within 18 minutes. Then I decided not to have some hurry in my mind. I made my mind peaceful. I will go delightfully, happily, in good remembrance of Baba. And when I checked the time, it was only 16 minutes. So every day, very fast, quick, 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 like running, took 18 minutes. And when I woke very silently, with full enjoyment, it took 16 minutes. 2 minutes less. So these were very good experiments for me those days. Now how to... I used to think about one thing. Nowadays, that point of self-respect is not coming often in Baba's Murli, but in early years of Avyakta part, Baba was speaking that point of self-respect, and that was in Hindi, Jahan ke Noor. Ek Jahan ke Noor ho. You are the light of this world. So at that time, I was in this consciousness, in this awareness. Everyone must realize it. Baba was speaking yesterday, realize and revise. 12-13 times means this traffic control every minute, 5-6 times for 3 minutes, these are 12-13 times. So we not only to remember Baba, remember few things in that 1 minute. I am world benefactor. I am Master Almighty. Make a program for 15 days that I will remember these all things at that time. So Baba used to say, you are the light of this world. And mind into silence. Baba has told 3 things in Murlis. You know them. We just revise and I give you some important tips. Baba said, put 3 bindu. Put 3 bindu and make your mind silent. Increase treasures, spiritual treasures. Soul, Supreme Soul and Brahma. But we know by saying only, I am a soul, mind is not stopped. Just by saying, my Baba, still mind runs fast. If we say, oh, everything is in drama, still drama doesn't work. He used to explain like this, very good thought, awareness for all Brahmins, that see, if there is no light in the eyes, that man is blind. So, there is no meaning of this world for him. Just as this world doesn't exist because he cannot see it. You are the light of this world. If you would not be here, if you not had been here in this world, this entire world would become a desert. Because you are here, because of your presence, this entire world is existing. Means, here is morality, here is spirituality, little humanity, qualities, virtues, little character in this world. Otherwise, human beings will change into devils. World would become desert. This is the significance of we great souls in this world. So we are world benefactors. Work on this thought. Accept it. I am world benefactor. So how can I have the feeling of hate? We know it. How to use? We know, we remember drama and still we keep thinking, drama, thinking. Again we say, oh no, it is drama. Still, speed becomes very fast. We remember, oh, it had happened kalp ago too, it will happen again. Still, mind is not controlled. So we should find out very powerful points by which we can control our mind. before controlling our mind, we will have to slow down the speed of mind. Very important thing. We cannot put a full stop immediately to our mind. Mind runs very fast. In philosophies, in yogic philosophies, it has been mentioned, to control mind is like to control. How can I have the feeling of enmity? How can I have the feeling of negativity to someone? Because I have to bring benefit to them. Suppose today I have negative feeling for someone, and because of the influence, because of the effect of those negative feelings, that person becomes peaceless and he comes to me. That make me free from peacelessness. What will be the feeling in our mind at that time? That I have made him peaceless. So it's my duty, it's my responsibility to give him peace again. So we have to bring benefit to this entire world. Keep it in your feeling. Good thinking, pure thinking, Baba had mentioned. Take some titles, self-respect, work on them, keep thinking about them. I'm a great soul, Master Almighty, Son of Knowledge, Son of Power, Bap Saman. One very good practice, very good churning. Very impossible. They say impossible. And people also believed a person who controls the mind can control entire world just with the power of thought. Can control entire nature just with the power of thoughts. So first of all, we have to change our thoughts. We should use this method. Change our thought, then slow down the thoughts, then automatically soul thoughts are controlled. How to change the thoughts? How to keep this speed slow? Just one practice, in spite of thinking that I have to become Bap Saman, think this way, I am Bap Saman. I am. Baba is teaching. Baba has made me like him. I am Bap Saman. Now I am Bap Saman, what should I do for this world? How, Baba? Now make a vision. Baba is there. Now, just now, what he will be doing to this entire world? Giving his good vibrations, giving very powerful drishti to the world, to all souls. I am Bap Saman. I have to do the same thing. So, to accept that I am Bap Saman will make us Bap Saman easily. So good churning, Baba was saying, make the timetable of your mind. Did you have any churning about it? Mind's timetable, a mind's program. Tomorrow you can do one thing, just for a day. Make a program for your mind, that from 4 to 5, I will... every day, you had listened of last 15 days Murli, Sakar Murli, recently, now, last 15 days. These are the Murlis of 1968, when Baba, Brahma Baba, was in his perfect form. On this earth, he was perfect. In 1968, throughout the year, a perfect Brahma, the divine, do this practice, 5 to 6 this practice, 6 to 7 this practice, and up in the morning you can do good yoga, But rest of the time, you can keep one thought of self-respect for 1 hour. Say 8 to 9 after angel was moving on only. You have to go for breakfast and you are very easy at that time after Murli. Have a thought, I am a great soul. And just revise it at least 5 times in 1 hour. I am a great soul. 9 to 10, I am Master Almighty. Feel it 5 times. 10 to 11, I am World Benefactor. 11 to 12, I am the Destroyer of Obstacles. Then I am Supremely Pure Soul. I am Bhav Saman. Make a program tomorrow like this. Sometime I am just a soul sitting here inside the brain. Sometime I am in soul world in my restful state. Make a simple program today just for a day and see the result. Mind will remain free from all waste thinkings. Third thing was pure good attitudes. So, all these Sakar Murlis are reflecting Brahma Baba's experience. So, one very good thing Baba is speaking, repeatedly he is speaking nowadays, practice bodilessness and see everyone as a soul. These two practices will enable us to become pious with honor, Baba has mentioned. Simple practice, but very important practice for us. So I made my plan. At that time, just 2 thoughts for this. To whom you see whole day, see them with this attitude, they are good souls. Even non-BKs, they are good souls. And when you see to the Brahmins, they are great souls. See result. Very good result you will find in life. Within a day everything will change. Their attitudes will change. Because our attitudes are responsible for their attitude towards us. Second thought, they are the soul belong to deity religion. Great religion. They had been deities for years and years, for thousands of years. They are pure souls. To practice, to make your attitudes very elevated, very great. Second one, because we know that all Brahmin souls belong to deity religion. So when you see them with this feeling, oh, they had been deities. Do I read this practice? If we see upward, see Almighty. If we see in this world, see shining stars, souls. Just this simple practice. If we do this practice, I am a soul, all are souls playing their parts. All are the souls of deity religion. All are great and good souls. These good thoughts. All are good. Thousands of years, they are very great, they are pure. Last one, the attitude to kids' souls. Eight very good vibrations everywhere, and Baba was specifically speaking for the centers, small center or big center. Actually, in Baba's mind, there was the image of centers. Because we see in India, you also see in your country, in churches or in temples, that the atmosphere of temple is comparatively good. People go there with good feelings, with good faith. So our centers, or second thing I would say, your place where you work whole day, your job, your office, to these all places, we have to create very good vibrations, spiritual vibrations, we can say very pure vibrations. How? Even in the centers, we must create, all belong to deity religion, all are my brothers. So mind will remain silent if you do this for 10 times in a day. Such vibration you can experience, mind is silent. This time my experience in Shantivan, I did this practice a lot. So, you know, my work is in kitchen. I don't do anything. I have to sit there only. So I used to go there and sit there and did this practice. Sense that if someone comes there to sit for 5 minutes, he must experience peace. He must become free from tension. We can create such vibrations that he will immediately become free from obstacles. He will realize that, oh, he is most powerful. These problems are nothing. So for this, one practice is, I am Master Gyan Surye. You should remember this word, Gyan Surye. Although it's in the English is son of knowledge, but it is son of might. Just Surya, sun, gives light, might, heat, so many energies to the world. We are Master Gyan, you know Gyan, and Surya. Master Gyan Surya. So sit in this feeling for some moments. I am like sun. Son of purity, son of might, son of knowledge, and from me, rays are spreading out. If you do this practice for 10 seconds, you will find a change in the atmosphere, even in your life. At least, many, many sevadhari were working in kitchen. In main kitchen, 100 sevadhari were there. They did not have even work to do, there were so many. In chapati department, 300 were home there. In dining, 300s were there. So my job was only this, to see everyone as a soul. Nothing else. And I had heard in Baba's Murli, if you see others a soul, it means you. Second thing, I am Master Almighty, who give. Third thing, I am the son of purity or angel of purity. So this way, we can change the atmosphere of a place. But before this all practice, one confidence I can say must be here in our mind. I am Master Creator. Very good feeling. I am Master Creator. Because we used to complain that atmosphere influences me, that other people, those who are working around me, they affect me. But it's a wrong thought. I am Master Creator. I will influence them. A sun will influence the entire world. Candles cannot influence sun. What do you think? Right? The people working around you are like small candles. And we are Master Sun. K keep this awareness. Current to them, a very deep practice, a very deep philosophy. Seeing soul means giving vibrations to them. So I myself enjoyed kitchen hours very much. And I experienced that in kitchen my concentration is 100%. In outside, less. And result was, why I am sharing this experience, effect of this practice, I taught to many there, I can change everything, I can influence everyone, be in such feelings and this way. We will enjoy Baba's Murli. I would also say to you, whenever you listen of Vyakt Murli, now do this practice after 15, 16 days, then after 15 days. According to that Murli, make a simple program for next 15 days till Baba comes again. A simple program, a 5-point program or a 2-points program. Make very easy. Program must be very easy and practical. Follow that till next Murli comes, and this way you can enjoy everything. Om Shanti. So let us sit now in the feeling, I am Master Gyan Surye, Master, Son of Purity, Son of Might, charging the atmosphere. I am charging the atmosphere. From me, vibrations are vibrating out and going to this entire world. There were 22,000 brothers and sisters. Work is done so smoothly, so peacefully, that everyone realized as if there was no work to do. So just even not 1% tension, not 0.1% tension, everything so nicely, as if Baba is doing everything and we are doing nothing. Full food, neither less nor more. Feel that from Baba, pure energy is coming down to me, and from me, it's going through the world. Now you will have to sit in yoga for 1 hour, right? So just this one practice and second practice, it will help you in very powerful concentration. I am Master Almighty, spreading might, red rays of might. Repeat it 5 times. I am Master Almighty, spreading red energy. Keep visualizing and thinking. Then from Baba, vibrations of might are coming down to me. From me, they are spreading out. Keep repeating the thought also. Don't stop the thought. In a minute, you can create this thought once. Do it for 15 minutes and then your concentration will become full. You will enjoy Baba's energy constantly. Okay, sit in this feeling.